This is Fresh Air. Steven Spielberg's new drama, The Post, revisits the Washington Post's 1971 decision to publish the Pentagon Papers in defiance of the Nixon administration. The movie stars Meryl Streep as the newspaper's publisher, Katharine Graham, and Tom Hanks as its editor, Ben Bradley. Film critic Justin Chang has this review.
The Post took Steven Spielberg less than 6 months to shoot, edit, and complete. And you can feel that speed and dynamism in every moment. It's the most invigorating movie he's made in years. Many will tell you that it's also the most important movie he's made in years, which is true enough. But it has none of the self-conscious weightiness the word importance implies. A crackling newsroom thriller that plays like an over-caffeinated prequel to All the President's Men, it moves like a shot, bringing history into an electrifying present tense. Only an inattentive viewer could miss its lessons about the necessity of a free press in holding our elected officials to account. But the movie never feels embalmed in its own relevance. It may not be as detailed or illuminating a portrait of the Fourth Estate as either All the President's Men or Spotlight, but it's a terrifically entertaining one nonetheless. The film originated as a spec script by Liz Hannah and was then reworked by Josh Singer, one of the Oscar-winning writers on Spotlight. At the heart of their story is one woman's journey from nervous hesitation to fierce resolve. The Washington Post's publisher, Katharine Graham, played by Meryl Streep, is about to take her company public when the New York Times begins publishing excerpts from the Pentagon Papers, a top-secret Department of Defense study on the U.S.'s involvement in Vietnam. Among other things, the study reveals that the government knew for years that the Vietnam War was unwinnable, but kept sending troops overseas anyway. President Nixon, whose actual voice we hear in recorded phone conversations, obtains a federal court injunction ordering the Times to cease publication of the damning documents. But when Daniel Ellsberg leaks the study to a dogged Post reporter named Ben Bagdikian, wonderfully played by Bob Odenkirk, the newspaper has a major publish-or-perish dilemma on its hands. Like Spielberg's earlier historical dramas Lincoln and Bridge of Spies, The Post turns the art of negotiation into gripping cinema. It's about the tactical risks and compromises by which our republic survives. Historians may well take The Post to task for not including more perspective from The Times, which broke the story in the first place. But the film's limited focus feels both deliberate and dramatically potent. This is a classic underdog saga about how a newspaper that had little of The Times' national clout ultimately seized its moment and scored a major victory for journalists everywhere. It's also a fascinating portrait of the respectful but combative relationship between Graham and The Post's hard-headed editor, Ben Bradley, played with irascible glee by Tom Hanks. We never completely forget that we're watching two of the biggest movie stars in the world, but that only increases their character's dramatic stature. In an early scene, Bradley presses Graham about whether her friendship with former Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara might be negatively impacting her judgment.
So, can I ask you a hypothetical question?
Oh, dear, I don't like hypothetical questions.
Well, I don't think you're going to like the real one either.
Do you have the papers?
Not yet.
Oh, gosh, because you know the position that would put me in. You know, we have language in the prospectus.
Yeah, I know that the bankers can change their mind. And I know what is at stake. You know, the only couple I knew that both Kennedy and LBJ wanted to socialize with was you and your husband, and you owned the damn paper. But since the way things worked, politicians and the press, they trusted each other so they could go to the same dinner party and drink cocktails and tell jokes while there was a war raging in Vietnam.
I don't know what we're talking about. I'm not protecting Linda.
No, you got his former Secretary of Defense, Robert McNamara, the man who commissioned this study. He's
I'm
one of about a dozen party
him.
Guests
I'm not
out on your
any
patio.
Of them. I'm protecting the paper.
At this point, praising a Meryl Streep performance feels like something of a Pavlovian response for critics. She acts, we rave. But even by her lofty standards, this is quietly superior work. It may be her richest performance since she took on a very different journalistic power player in The Devil Wears Prada. Graham titled her 1997 memoir, Personal History, and Streep's every expression alludes to that history. The tragedy of her husband Philip's suicide and the enormous weight of inheriting a newspaper that Philip and her father had owned before her. In a movie calculated to capture the mood of the moment, it's thrilling to watch Graham, initially feeling out of her depth in a boardroom full of men, evolve into a leader in full, fearless command of her company. There's terrific acting everywhere you look in The Post, from Bruce Greenwood as the embattled McNamara, from Tracy Letts as The Post's chairman of the board, Fritz Beebe, and from Jesse Plemons as the corporate attorney who tries to dissuade them from rushing to publish. The performances mesh beautifully with the energy of Spielberg's filmmaking. He sends his camera racing past cubicles and filing cabinets, capturing the adrenalized pulse of a newsroom firing on all cylinders, even as it stares down a looming existential threat. The details here are enough to make newspaper lovers swoon. Spielberg lingers lovingly on the sight of reporters banging away on manual typewriters, a copy editor crossing out lines with pencil, a front page being composed on a linotype machine. These may be relics of a glorious journalistic past, but as the sweep and urgency of The Post reminds us, the business of speaking truth to power continues.
Justin Chang is film critic for the LA Times.